Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
2-2, two outs, two on, and he got him! McGill with the strikeout! The ball game is over and the Brewers win! The Brewers take 3 out of 4 from the Cardinals. They win on Father's Day, and Trevor McGill walking the tightrope with 3 consecutive strikeouts to get to the finish line.
That is FanDuel Sports Network in Milwaukee. Brian Anderson on the call because the Cubs are getting ready for a 3-game set with the Brewers. So we go out to our Circa Resort and Casino hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670, The Score. It is Vinny Rotino, the analyst for the FanDuel Sports Network, joining us on Rahimi and Harris. Vinny, good to see you again. Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, Layla Marshall. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're well. We are very excited for this series. A lot of good pitching, especially tomorrow night's matchup. But really, kind of a check-in on what the division is looking like, because all of a sudden, outside of the Pirates, you've got 4 teams very much believing that they are in the mix for a playoff spot. The Cubs, of course, in control. And Vinny, I'm curious as to how you see this race right now in the National League Central through that Brewers lens.
Through the Brewers lens, I mean, you're looking up in that lens, through that lens, at the Chicago Cubs, which is something that the Brewers have not grown accustomed to the last several years, right? I mean, the Cubs have been chasing the Brewers, and the tables have turned this season. But look, the Brewers have played well as of late, so they're one of the hottest teams in baseball since May 18th. So they really had a tough time struggling to score runs early on in May, and then since then they have been scoring runs, something that I've noticed that the Cubs haven't been doing as of late since Memorial Day for them. So, yeah, but they have continued to win. So they're a team, and that's what Craig Counsell brings to the table for you guys. And that, I think that's what the division is kind of not necessarily intimidated by, but that's what they're looking at is a Cubs team that is now a complete team that can win in multiple different kinds of ways. Not scoring runs, but yet they're still pitching really well, base running exceptionally well, playing great defense. And again, that's what Craig Counsell brings to the table. So although the Reds, the Brewers, and the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals are fading, guys. I really do. I don't see a lot of depth there just in terms of how they have won. But the Reds are certainly in it with their starting pitching. But yeah, I think the rest of the division is a little bit probably worried that the Cubs now are a complete team. Not a lot of holes in that lineup. Not a lot of holes in terms of how they're playing defense and base running. I would say you guys are potentially going to be in trouble if there is another injury to your starting staff. It's going to be interesting to see what the Cubs do and Jed Hoyer does at the trade deadline.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's been the discussion, Vinny, is the need for more starting pitching. Everybody can use it, but especially here. I want to go back to what you said, though, about Craig Counsell, because we've talked about how in his first season, maybe that was even too much expectation out of us, you know, looking at what he was immediately going to bring. He is a know your personnel guy. We've talked a lot about just his eye for bullpen talent, for example, the Cubs bullpen really coming through in ways that we haven't seen in years for this team. You know, and you touched on it after covering him for years, you know, how did you see that evolve? Like him managing in different ways and knowing who's on his team and how to deploy people and just use them in scenarios really year to year.
Well, so he is just an exceptional talent evaluator in general. Now, I don't think his role was ever, labeled a scout after he got done playing. I know he was in the front office, though, with Doug Melvin before he took over as the Brewers manager for Ron Renneke back in 2016. So I think actually he's 2015. But so he has an exceptional eye for talent. He was a player that always had to pay attention in order to get the best out of his ability and to play winning baseball. He always had to pay attention to the little minute details. And so he was managing when he was playing, essentially, right? And he could understand, like, what's the best matchup for this guy? where does this guy fit? What's his best role? He has a knack and an eye for that that others just don't. And he kind of deployed the bullpen in ways as to which it made each guy successful. And you guys know, once a guy has some success in the bullpen and tastes some success, I mean, this goes for anything in baseball, any role that you're playing, whether it's a position player, a bench guy, or a pitcher. But mostly it matters a great deal for bullpen guys because it is such a volatile job, right? I mean, if you give up a three-run home run, you lose your team the game, and you have to sit on that for 4 days until you can get back out there. So he has a knack for it, an eye for it, and he knows how to deploy guys to give them success, and all of a sudden they're pitching with a lot of confidence. Pat Murphy's doing the same thing here in Milwaukee. He learned from Counts. He's got that same exact kind of knack and feel. Council has that, and they've got the personnel to do it too. I think he's probably got some influence on the front office as to, you know, what kinds of guys that he wants to acquire as well.
Vinny Rotino, the Brewers analyst for the FanDuel Sports Network, talking to us here on Raheem Harris ahead of the series opener tonight between the Brewers and the Cubs, a big three-game set for both teams. I want to give you some stats here because I think people might not understand just how closely these two teams have been playing alongside each other over the last month, right? Because over the last month, the Cubs have played 25 games. The Brewers have played one more, 26. The Cubs, 115 runs scored. The Brewers, 118 runs scored. Looking at the team slash lines, the Cubs hitting 255, the Brewers 251, the Cubs with a 311 on base percentage, the Brewers with a 327 on base percentage, and then slugging, the Cubs at 423, the Brewers at 401. So they seem to be very similar, and the Brewers 18-11 over that time. Is it just as simple as the Brewers have been hitting more, or is there something else that you see with why the Brewers have been able to put together this last month?
The offense runs through Christian Yelich, guys. I mean, it really does. There was a scare there where he got hit in the hand by Ranger Suarez of the Phillies, an up and in lefty on lefty matchup, up and in fastball. He got hit on the bottom hand. They took x-rays. His wrist was not broken. He continued to play for it. He actually hit a home run the next day. Swollen a little bit. Went ahead and took a couple days off. Went back in the lineup. Slid awkwardly on that right wrist. Got x-rays again. X-rays again were negative. So he took another couple of days and then went back in, hit a home run his last game against the Cardinals and had three hits. So it does run through Christian Yelich. Now, if he's hot, you guys are going to have a tough time keeping runs off the board against the Milwaukee Brewers because they are so scrappy. You have guys like Sal Frelick at the top of the lineup that are going to get on base. And when Christian Yelich is swinging such a dangerous bat, the pitching staff of the opposing team, they know it. They feel it. You guys remember it from 18 and 19, right, when nobody in the league could get him out, especially the Cubs. I remember as a scout, so I scouted after I was done playing. I watched him at Wrigley Field, and dare I say, American Family Field South. I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for saying that.
Oh, no, you can't say that.
You cannot say that. I get it. So I can't wait for Cubs fans to tweet at me right now. But you guys call it you call it Wrigley North. So that's okay. But when he is swinging the bat, so dangerous to really navigate through the Brewers lineup, and it deepens the lineup as well. It makes guys like Jackson Churio better. It makes guys like William Contreras better, Rhys Hoskins better when Christian Yelich is swinging the bat. So if that's the case, watch out for the Crew. I do think this is going to be such an evenly matched series. I really do. These are going to be a fun three games, especially with the pitching matchups that are on the mound. Jacob Mizorowski, one of the top pitching prospects in all of baseball, made his major league debut. Five innings, no hits, was throwing 102, sitting pretty much 100 to 102 mile per hour with a fastball with a couple of exploding breaking balls. He still really is scratching the surface as to what he can do. He reminds me of what Kerry Wood did when he came to the big leagues right away. It really is that kind of electric stuff. So this is going to be a really fun series, really evenly matched series, and hopefully a well-played series by both teams.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Yeah, Vinny, I was surprised at the turn of events that I feel like the last 4 or 5 days have had for the Brewers. When you consider, number one, they took 3 of 4 from the Cardinals. That was a statement-making series just among them two in the division, you know, when it came to like standings between those two teams. And then there was the Aaron Civale discussion, which turned into him going to the White Sox and Andrew Vaughn being traded to the Brewers organization. And then you have, on top of that, the call-up of Jacob Mizorowski, who easily fits into the starting rotation, to say the very least. Like, how do you describe all of the events that took place over the last several days for this team?
Well, this is just it's a shot in the arm, right? When you add a prospect of that caliber, like Jacob Mizorowski, and then he performs, right? So the question around Jacob was the fact that, couldn't he throw strikes? And if not, he's going to be a bullpen arm for the remainder of his career. He came out, and I think 8 out of the first 12 pitches were strikes. And again, it was just amazing, electric. I can't even describe how good the stuff was. And so if that kind of stuff is in the zone, he is going to be a staple in this Brewers rotation for the next 6 years, unless they extend him, which they, you know, I haven't heard discussions around that, but that is going to be problems for the rest of the NL Central, the rest of the league, quite frankly. And so when you get a guy like that, shot in the arm, when you, yeah, you have some, there's a little controversy there with Aaron Civale. They, you know, kind of obliged him in trading him to the White Sox in order to go ahead and hopefully finish out his year, and so he can become a free agent, and he'll sign like a better deal because he's not in the bullpen with the Brewers. So there was a little controversy there. The other controversy was your old friend Wilson Contreras in running into, but he's playing first base and he steps into the line, and Caleb Durbin bowls him over. Actually, Durbin, I think, lost that battle because Wilson is such a bull at first base. Dare I say bully. I mean, he was kind of bullying the Brewers there in Game 3. There was some controversy around there. They lost that game, but then finished off that series and winning 3 out of 4. And so, yes, I think all of that controversy, a little bit of drama, and then answering back in Game 4 and winning, that gives them some momentum going into this Cubs series. This is the biggest series of the year for the Milwaukee Brewers. They have to come out and they have to win this series in order for them to stay kind of on pace with this really strong Cubs roster.
Vinny Rotino, we always like to have you on. You can check out his jersey wall behind him on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And before we let you go, I know I've asked you about your jerseys before, but there's a new prop that has been added, and not a prop. I think it means something very meaningful to you. What is the bottle that is to your left, to the viewer's right in the frame here?
So this, I won that at Brewers Fantasy Camp. So if any Cubs fans out there want to have a great time at Brewers Fantasy Camp, come on down and you can join us
for
101. Yeah. So anyway, that's not really that sentimental, actually. It's a signed
bottle.
It's a nice
looking prop. Yeah, it's got all these autographs on it. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I use it to, I don't know why. Maybe I'm going to move that here. But
no.
Yeah, that's not a lot of sentiment, Layla.
No, Vinny Rotino has led a fun baseball life, and we like asking him about it because he's intersected with Chicago a few different ways. So, Vinny, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to this series as much as you do.
Thanks, Vinny.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, have a good day.
That was Vinny Rotino. He is the analyst for the FanDuel Network, where the Brewers play in Milwaukee. He also, like I mentioned, was with the White Sox organization for a minute, and also at one point appeared on the 670 The Score postgame show whenever he played with the Cleveland. I think at the time they were the Indians still. Yeah.
That tracks, because he's of a certain age, yes.
Yes. I don't think Vinny would care about that. But he's always a good baseball listen, that's for sure. So our thanks to Vinny.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.